It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortonRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Good morning, everybody. We are at Fort Laramie High School, where the Indians are going to take on the number one team in Division 7, the Fort Laramie Lady Redskins. And watching them warm up, they're pretty good, Brody.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I think all their spikes just went. Yeah. I mean, some of them, it's like their hand is over the net.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah, they're very good. Well, we've played Coldwater, number one team in the state. Now, we didn't win a set, but we played well against them. We played, I think, 8 top 10 teams in the state so far, plus Decatur Belmont last week at the Crestview Invitational, and did well against all of them. So, you know, we may or may not win today, but, you know, we're far enough in the season that we're not going to have a great record. We're not going to win the MAC. Yeah. But one thing that can happen, when especially when you have teams like this that you're probably not going to pick up a win, when the teams, since we're going south in the tournament this year, there's going to be teams that are going to look at our record and they're going to think they have the match won before they get off the bus, and we're going to destroy some of the teams that think they're pretty good. Mm-hmm. So it all depends on the draw you get, but you know, our Indians are pretty good, but it's, you know, our entire schedule is full of top 10 teams. Yeah. And, you know, we haven't been blown out by anybody. And, you know, it's just, it's frustrating, I'm sure, for the girls, but they know they're playing well. They're staying positive. They'll get down a little bit when they know they haven't played well for a few points or a set or something. But for the most part, they're encouraged, and they know that they can make some noise in the tournament. And just, I think, 5 or 6 years ago, Versailles, they were 6th in the league, won the state championship.
Yep.
You know, it's just all you have to do is get on the roll at the right time and get the right draw where you can get some confidence built up and just go and do awesome things. And, you know, not saying that that's what's going to happen to us, but it could.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, we did that. I think I said it last time. We did that for baseball.
Did it in baseball. Yep. Had no business being winning more than 2 games. And we got beat by 1 point by the number one team in the state in the state finals. So, you know, just so many good things started happening all at the same time. And all the pieces came together. And that can definitely happen with these girls because we have all the pieces. And mostly they've been playing together, but sometimes that one streak of points against us on serves and something like that, that can change. But if we just get one of those digs that we didn't get the last time, if their big hitter is killing it, yep, and you're digging it out every time, that is tough. And we did that, I'm going to say, 7 years ago, maybe, when Paige Jones, I think she was the player of the year in the state. They came to Fort Recovery and we beat them. Kaya Wendell, now Kaya Bruns, she dug everything that Paige Jones hit, and she was a powerful hitter. She was a killer hitter, and Kaya dug everything that she hit, and we ended up beating them in 5 sets. Things can happen if we just get a couple of things going our way at the right time. And so, rest of the regular season, there's just this week and next week, or today and next week, left in the regular season. I think the tournament pairings are tomorrow, I believe. But you know, all we have to do is get things going and start now with playing well. And it'd be great to win 3 sets here.
Yeah.
It'd be great to win 2. It'd be great to win 1. But as long as we play well, that doesn't make any difference anymore. We're not playing for record anymore. You know, early in the season when we were playing really well and then beating some pretty good teams, And, you know, that was important. And then we started down on the league and had a couple of times. You know, we were still had at least a chance of doing some stuff when we went over to Marion. And we played well over there. They beat us in five sets. But if we'd have come away with that one, you know, it might have been a little bit different. And we'd be playing for record then, but after that. But starting about there, the record didn't matter. It's just how we were performing. And in my head, almost all the time, we're performing pretty well. We've had some dead spots here and there. And there was one of those in the Salina match last week at Crestview when we won the first set and then lost the last three. Official stopped the match and reset the score because he said we served out of turn. Don't know if we did or didn't, but
yeah.
Then we didn't play well at all the rest of that set after that. But so getting ready for the national anthem and introductions. We'll be back in just a little bit with the start of the Fort Laramie Redskins and Indians volleyball match.
It's summer, and that means lots of cookouts, and Wayne IGA has everything you need. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steaks, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. And don't forget about their hamburgers, pork chops, boneless chicken breasts, and more. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year.
Ever wondered how the Farmall got its name? Here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting hay, feeding, hauling, loading, pulling, raking, cleaning barn, mixing feed, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, furrowing, cultivating, hitching, digging, emergency tow, harrowing, hoisting, leading parades, excavating, grading. Well, let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. So no matter what you're doing, can do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Site Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Site Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low. At Fort Site Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Site Streets.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. And now for a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac home standby generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Terms and conditions apply. Act today. Generac. It's a power move. Call Reasoner Energy Products at 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kaut Pharmacy IV pharmacist will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose your home for your IV treatment and request Kaut Pharmacy IV to provide your sterile infusion medications. Call Kaut Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 419-375-2323, extension 4. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
If you are like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Appliance and Electronics have been selling and servicing GE appliances for over 84 years. Stop by 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland to browse the large selection of appliances and Radio Shack electronics. Strolls open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie High School. Indians get ready to take on the number one team in the state, the Fort Laramie Lady Redskins. And they'll be led by Allie McCumber, Avery Brandewey, Jenna Barhorst. No, I think I might have that wrong, I believe. I think I'm reading the non-starters. Tessa Porter. Nope, that was right. I was looking at the wrong one that I marked. They were started announcing them, and I was checking them off, and they were the non-starters. So, again, Allie McCumber, Avery Brandewey, Jenna Barhorst, Katie Luthman, Deanna Rodifer, Julian Geyer, Victoria Mesher. Katie Luthman is the libero, so she, I think she technically doesn't start, but then comes in and out and plays all the time. So they look pretty tough, don't they, Brody?
Yeah, they do. Yep. It's, well, so obviously number one team in the state.
Yep. But. And I'm just looking up at their 15 or 20 state championship things in all kinds of sports. They were the state ladies basketball champs last year in Division Four, and they always have good athletes here. Sometimes they have outstanding teams, but they always have some outstanding athletes. And anytime we play them in just about any sport, it's going to be a battle. So. It'll be Indians serving first. Kayla Heitkamp will serve. That's played from the back row. Big hit by, that was number 21, Victoria Mesher. Big hit that just stays in bounds on the side. It is 1-0 Fort Laramie. That was a great hit. I don't know if she accidentally kept it in bounds. I know she was trying to get it over there, and I'm going to say she did exactly what she wanted to do. Played from the back row by Kennedy. Heitkamp, Cameron. They are setting it up for Mesher again.
Mesher, yeah.
And off of our blockers and out of bounds. And so it'll be another point for Fort Laramie. It will be Deanna Rodifer back to serve for the Lady Redskins. That one's played by Kennedy to Trinity Rammel. And
no way.
Are they going to call a double hit? Yep. And again, I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't either.
How that's an advantage for anybody if they don't like the spin on it, but it was going to our player. So that was a rocket shot that just barely cleared the net and stayed about a foot in bounds. It's now 4-0 Fort Laramie.
That was pretty good serve.
Yes, that was. Most of the time when you do that, it either
hits a net or
or goes too long. Played by Bridget Holman, but she hits it straight to her left and into the stands. 5-0. And I did not get a chance to go through our starters, but it's the normal plus Trinity Rammel is up from the JV squad, and she is starting today. There's serve again. Holman plays it. It sets it up for Cameron Mullenkamp, and she puts it down on the Indian side and... on the Redskins side. And so it'll be 5-1, and Cameron will go back to serve. Need to get a little run here. If we just get two or three points here, get something, change the momentum a little bit. Setting it up for the right side hitter, and it stays just in bounds. A big hit, and I think that was number six, Avery Brandewey, one of the lady... Redskins pounds it down on our side, 6-1, and it will be Victoria Mesher going back to serve. It's a good serve, and we play it from the back row. Might have gone out of bounds, but we get it across. They're going to set it up for the left side. We dig it from the back row, setting it up for Carly Niekamp. And she puts it down on the Redskin side, and it is 6-2. And it will be Kennedy's going back to serve for our Lady Indians.
It's a big hit from Carly there.
That Hopefully was a big can... one. We've had two really good with Cameron's and Carly's. That needs to happen. And they play it from the back row, set it up for the middle. Oh. That is number 17, Julian Geyer, with a big hit off our blockers and backwards out of bounds. So it is 7-2. And Jenna Barhorst will go back to serve. Have to watch it because there's Barhorsts and Barnhorsts down here, so we've got to get the right one. This is a Barhorst. That is played in the back row by Kennedy, setting it up for Bryn. They get it. They play it, and then a big hit, but it goes about 10 feet out of bounds by that was number 17, Julian Geyer, who had a big kill right before that. So it's 7-3, and Bridget Homan will be serving. And that's played from the back row. Going to set it up for the left side. A big hit off our blockers, and that was number 17, Geyer, that got it off of our blockers that time. And it's 8-3. And it'll be Avery Brandewee going back to serve again. Want to break this serve here if we can. Goes into the top of the net and down on the Redskin side. So it's 8-4. Indians hanging in there. But we need to do a little better than hang in there. And we're bringing in our secret weapon here. Okay. Bringing in Nevaeh Leonards.
And right
there. And she... Our secret weapon hit it into the net on our side. So they had a service error. Then we turned around and gave them one. So it is 9-4. And it will be Katie Luthman, senior, serving for the Redskins. Kennedy puts it up there. Two girls went to get it, and each of them backed off and hits the floor in between three of them. So it's 10-4. We can't have miscommunication like that. That's not good. Katie Luthman, played by Deuce from the back row, and setting it up for Cameron. They play it from the back row, setting it up for their front row. They get it off our back row player. I believe that was Bridget, and goes out of bounds to the right. So it's 11-4. They've scored three straight on us. We need to be the ones scoring three straight. Barhorst again. We play it from the back row, setting it up for that was Bryn Willman, but she hits it too wide out of bounds, and it is 12-4, and the Indians are going to take a timeout, and we'll take a timeout with them. We'll be back in just a minute or so after we hear from one of our great sponsors that helps us get these broadcasts to you.
Time for supper and you don't have time to make a great meal. No problem. Let Miracle Lanes come to the rescue. With their full menu of great food, everybody can get what they want. Subs, sandwiches, wraps, salads, wings, and of course their great pizza. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And don't miss their pizza wing and salad buffet on Friday at lunch. And remember to call and reserve your lanes for that special birthday party, family get-together, holiday party, or just for fun. Great food, great friends, great times. Miracle Lanes, open Monday through Thursday at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11.
Back here at Fort Laramie, Luthman serves again. Dews from the back row. Heitkamp sets it for Cameron. They play it from the back row. Good dig. And they're setting it up. They get it over to us. We're going to bump it to the front. Cameron with another big hit. They dig it from the back row, setting it up for the right side. Kennedy, Heitkamp, Bryn, and coming right at the net, and Bryn gets to it, but they are able to play it, and a big hit, and goes back inside in the corner, and it is now 13-4, and they've scored five straight on us. We were hanging in there at 8-4, and we needed to get a few points in a row, and so they got 5 points in a row, so we need to break this service. It'll be Katie Luthman serving again. Dews from the back row. Heitkamp will bump it to the front. Kennedy, nice dig by the Lady Redskins. They're going to get it across. We are going to set it up for the front for Cameron and be played in the back row. They're going to set it up, and They just about screwed it up and still made it. And then Heitkamp, instead of setting it like she was supposed to, she tipped it over the net into the middle of all the Redskins. And we finally broke that service run. It is 13-5, but we need a bunch. And this is Trinity Rammel going back to serve for the Indians. They are able to play it. Big hit, and it goes just out of bounds on the side, on the back corner. Just, it was about 3 inches from being a perfect hit. And
I think they called it a touch.
But it looks like they did, because it's 14-5. We might have touched it. I
don't know.
The action goes so fast, I have no chance to tell. Sometimes you can tell for sure because of the ball moves. But so it is theirs, and it is Hoing serving, and we don't play it well. It's a service ace, and it is 15-5. We're now down 10. I thought we were getting on a roll there, had a couple of points, and now it's going the other way. Off the net, top of the net, and Cameron barely was able to hit it, but it bounced straight in front of her, and our other players couldn't handle it, and it's 16-5. And it is Jenna Hoing again. Kennedy sets it up in the front for Carly. She tries to get it across, but their blockers put it down on our side. And the exact opposite of what I wanted to happen when it was 8-4 has happened. It is played from the back row, but it goes straight over to the scorer's table. It's now 18-5. And it will be Jenna Hoing, Jr., going to serve again. And they're subbing in. Looks like Victoria Mesher will go out. Corinne Holscher will come in. It's played from the back row. We're going to have to just bump it across. They're going to set it up for a big hitter in the middle. We block it and get it back over. They're going to set it up for the big hitter on the right side. We play it. We're going to have to bump shot it over, and we do. They play it, and they're going to set it up for the left big hitter again, and they're able to get it through our blockers and down on our side, and it is 19-5.
I mean, that was only a matter of time.
Yeah.
You know, three straight bump set spikes for them.
Yeah, we did some great digging on those other two, and were able to keep the ball in play. But serve again. Heitkamp sets it up for Cameron. They block it back on our side. Kennedy will set it up for Cameron again off of their blockers and under their side. We tip it right straight back to them and off our blockers, and we're able to pop it up in the air. We're going to have one more shot at it. Kennedy, she got it to the net, and it hit. It looked like it was going to roll across and probably would have fallen on the floor on the Redskins side, but hit the top and flipped back on our side, 20-5. And it is Hoing again. And that is a long serve. And so it'll be 20-6. And Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve for her first time today. No, she started off the match. So her second time. They're setting it up for the middle. And it is...
What'd they call?
I think one of us was in the net. One of our players was in the net because we made a pretty nice play there.
Yeah, Kennedy had a good dig. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, I had to have been us in the net, so it's 21-6. And it is Rotifer serving. Heitkamp sets it for Cameron. And nice dig by the Lady Redskins. They're setting it up for the left side again, and she pounds it into the net. So a point for the Indians, 21-7. And Cameron Mullenkamp will go back to serve. Need to at least get some momentum going for the next set, even if we don't come back on this one. And the Redskins are playing it. They get it over to us. We play it from the back row. Cameron with a big hit from the back row. They set it up for their middle hitter, and she puts it into our blockers, and it comes down on the Lady Redskins side. So it is 21-8. And Cameron Mullenkamp will go back and serve again for the Lady Indians. That's a nice serve, but they're able to play it. And their setter tipped it across on the second hit. And what we've done a couple of times worked for them. caught us off guard because she was supposed to just set it for somebody else, and we were moving to get ready for that big hit, and they just tipped it over in front of us. So it's 22-7, and Indians play it from the back row. They're trying to set it up to the front row. It comes to our side. We play it. They get it back to us, and we get it back to them, and they hit one. It wasn't a big hit, but went right into our blockers, but went down on our side instead of going on their side like we wanted. 23-8, and Cameron plays it from the back row, setting it up for Carly, and she tips it across. They set it up for their left side. We play it with off the blockers, and another big hit for us. They're going to be able to play it. They're going to get it to their left side big hitter and off of Cameron Mullenkamp's hand and out of bounds. It might have gone out of bounds, but I think it would have stayed in. But we have to. We can't just say, yeah. Man, I hope that goes out.
I think
out.
We blocked it first, did so we? She had yeah. to go. Oh, okay. Trying to get
yep.
it.
Yep. And so Cameron from the back row, Trinity Rammel. Carly bumps it across from the 10-foot line. And a big hit blocked by our Indians. Another big hit. And it went off of one of us, off of one of our heads. And we are able to play it. And they're back to them. And they are able to set them up. And they put it right down on our side. And that is set number one, 25-8. And we'll take a quick break here for a couple minutes here before we go for the second set. So we'll be back after this.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Business owners and farmers, are you concerned with the economy and where things might be headed? That's why it's important to be thinking about your 2024 and 2025 operating monies. Come see our newest addition, my son Tyler and I, for the best value in the market. Because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice to have a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See us for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie, where Indians are taking on the number one team in the state. And Brody, it's not hard to see how they're number one in the state.
It looks like we're playing number one team.
They are really good. We played. I thought we played pretty well.
Oh, we did. Yeah.
And we had some big hits, and they were digging virtually everything, and that's huge. We had some nice digs too, but they're just powerful. So getting ready for set number two, and it will be Rotifer, and Cameron plays it. We get it to Carly. She tips it over their blockers. They're going to get it on the third hit. We block it right back to them, but they're able to play it and to Cameron, and she got her hands on it, but it didn't go. There wasn't anybody too close to her, and it only went about 3 feet. So it is 1-0, and Rotifer will serve again. Set number two here at Fort Laramie. First one went to the Redskins, 25-8. That serve hits the top of the net and flops down in front of Kennedy Mullenkamp. And it is 2-0. If somebody could perfect that, that would be good. But yeah, there's a billionth of an inch between that being on their side and our side. Kennedy and Holman, we roll shot it over. They're going to set it for their middle. Big hit. We are able to tip it over on the second one, and they are able to play it into our blockers and back to them. They're going to big hit again. Kennedy digs it from the back row. We get a big hit to them. They tried to set it for their front row and got it to our side, and Cameron thought she was getting it set for somebody in the middle, but nobody there. So it is 3-0.
It was a really good rally, though, for
yes,
both sides.
Yes, it was. Yes, yes, that was. There's a lot of really good plays in that one. And so 3-0, Holman, and setting it up for Cameron. And the Lady Redskins, man, they had two girls get to that ball when they should not have been able to. The second one was a desperate thing, and she kept on kept it going, the momentum going out of bounds. So it's 3-1. Indians finally break that serve, and it'll be Kayla Heitkamp going back to serve. Nice serve. They try to get it to their front row. It comes to us. We set it up. Cameron with a nice big hit. They're setting it up for their left side. Cameron going to set it for the setter, and she'll get it to Carly Niekamp. And out of bounds.
They give it to them.
I thought that she touched
it. Are you kidding?
I thought they tapped. I thought that was touched. Apparently not.
I'm surprised Travis isn't arguing.
Yeah, nobody seems to be arguing, so maybe they did miss it, but I thought that she got her hands on it, but apparently not. So it'll be 21, Victoria Mesher serving. Cameron tries to get out of the back row and shoots it right at Coach Guggenbiller's head. So it's 5-1, and Mesher will serve again. Senior middle hitter. We're not keeping even remotely track of theirs, their hits and serves and all of that, but Mesher is one of their really good players. We play it from the back row, get it over to them. They are able to tip it into the middle of everybody on the Indian side, and it is 6-1, and Mesher will serve again. We need to break this service. We can't let them run off a bunch of points again. I think they've just gotten three in a row here. Mesher again. Cameron. And it goes
right to the,
to the right again. Right to our bench.
Yep.
No, that wasn't Cameron. That was Holman.
Yeah.
I was thinking that was Cameron over there, but she's on the other side now. So Mesher will serve again. And that is just a little long. I thought it was going to be 2 feet long, and it was about 3 inches long. So it kind of took that little nosedive, but it still was too long. So 7-2, Indians finally break the serve, and it will be Cameron Mullenkamp going back to serve. And a great dig by the Lady Redskins. Set it up for their left big hitter, Avery Brandewee, and outside hitter puts it down on our side inbounds.
Yeah, I'd say she's a big hitter.
Yes. And it'll be Jenna Barhars going back to serve. Lady Redskins leading 8-2. Cameron plays it from the back row. Heitkamp sets it up for Carly Niekamp. She tips it over their blockers. They're going to set it up for the right side. And should have let that one go, I think. But it's hard to do that if you're even slightly thinking it might stay in bounds. You have to play it, and she played it, but it went backwards on her.
It's easy to know after, you know, whenever we're watching.
Absolutely,
here.
Yeah. They can't look down and see where their feet are. So we're serve is good to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Nice dig from the back row for the Redskins. They put it down just in bounds on the side. On the far side, and it is 10-2. We need to break this service.
Really bad.
Yep. Yeah, they got the scoreboard up there for the kills, so we might be able to borrow some of their information. We block it back from their big hitter. They're setting it up for the middle. We're able to play it. We're going to have to roll shot it across. It's locked by them. They are able to play it from the back row. And big hit in the middle for, I think that was, Julian Geyer, I believe. I think that was number 17, and she puts it down on our side. It's 11-2, and Jenna Barhorst will serve again. And Cameron from the back row. And we get it to the front. Bridget tries to tip it over their blockers, but it stays on our side, 12-2. And we're going to call a timeout. Let's take a timeout with them, Brody, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
At Venus Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organization or business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of year-end stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie. Here with Brody Bargy, and the Indians are taking on the number one team in the state, Lady Redskins. And Brody, like we said before, pretty easy to see why they're the number one team.
Yeah, it is. They can hit it hard. Yeah. Their defense is amazing.
Yes.
We haven't gotten anything easy.
Yeah, yeah. Every point we've had, which was 8 in the first set and 2 in this one, it's 12-2 right now. It's been hard earned. We've had some that should have been points, but they dig them out, and man, they're just good. And they have the big hitters up front, but man, if you don't have those girls that can dig those points or those slams down from the other team, you don't get that chance to get those big hits. So Indians play the serve back to the Lady Redskins. They'll play it from behind the 10-foot line. It'll be Heitkamp bumping it up to the front for Cameron. They play it from the back row. They're going to set it for the big hitter. She just tips it over our blockers. It rolls up the net and over across for us. Back over to the Lady Redskins. And they're saying that we did a lift. I didn't see. Well, of course, the official's kind of standing in the way, so we can't see everything. But I didn't see that at all.
We also don't know anything about the rules.
Yeah, that's true. So it's 13-2. Cameron plays it from the back. Carly tips it over, and she slipped and went under the net. She was actually almost completely on their side after she slipped and rolled under the net. Yeah. So obviously a point for that one I could figure out.
Yeah, I think I could see that was net.
It wasn't intentional, and she didn't get any advantage on it. But so it's played from the back row. Into their blockers. Bridget Homan with a nice hit, but into their blockers and down on our side, and it is 15-2.
She does hit it really hard, but it doesn't go too far over than that.
Nope. So it is Kennedy from the back row setting it up for Carly. She had a big smash. She was mad on that one, I'm not sure. She hit that hard off of their blocker and out of bounds. So it is 15-3. I think that was Carly.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. She said she was mad or something?
She looked mad. Oh. She hit that like,
yeah, she was,
like
she
it was one of her brothers pestering her.
Yep. So,
we play it, get it over to them. They set it for their big hitter in the middle, and she puts it down on our side. It's 16-3, and it is Avery Brandewee going back to serve. 16-3, Lady Redskins. Kennedy, Heitkamp.
Jeez.
Bryn Willman with a big hit. And that's off of their blocker, or off of their back row person, and into their bench. So that's a point for the Indians. 16-4, and Bridget Homan will serve. And that is played from the back, setting it up for the right side. And through our blockers and down, right down the right sideline. Well, it'll be the left sideline for the Indians. And it's 17-4, and the libero, Katie Luthman, will go back to serve for the Lady Redskins. And Dews, Homan, will roll shot it across. They're setting it up for the right side, and they're able to get it past the blockers and down. That was Jenna Hoing from the right side and put down the right sideline, and it is 18-4. I didn't care for the 25-8 for the last one, but
this one's worse.
But we're still playing really well and playing hard. Yeah. But they're just, that one just clears the net. Deuce from the back row. Kennedy gets it across. They'll set it up again and off our blockers and down. And that was Victoria Mesher with a big hit, and it's 19-4. And Katie Luthman will go back to serve again, 19-4. And that is played from the back row. Heitkamp back sets it for Brynn and into their blockers and right back down on our side. I think Brynn might have gotten a hand on it on her way down, but
can't do much with that.
Not zero control. It's just a matter of if she hits your hand just right with it, it can bounce where somebody can hit it. So 20-4, Kennedy to Heitkamp. She gets it across, and it'll go to the net, and it stays on their side. They try to tip it across to us, and they hit the net, so it is 20-5, and Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. That is played from back row. They're going to set it. Big hit. That was 21, Victoria Mesher again, and I'm looking up at the scoreboard they have here. That's showing 5 kills for her, and I think that is for the
for this set.
So, played by Cameron to Holman, back to Cameron, and they're going to back set it for the right side. They just tip it over, and I thought that we got it. Nobody's complaining, so Holman made a nice dive at it. It must have just barely hit in front of her. 22-5. And Jenna Hoing is back serving. And that is long, just a little bit long. We let it go, and I don't, when it's that close, you can't let it go. But we did, and it worked out for us. But, man, we probably couldn't have played it anyway, because that was one of those rocket shots.
That was a really good serve.
We probably would have misplayed it anyway. So, but anyway, we did the right thing, 22-6, and it is Trinity Rammel back to serve. They play it from the back row. They get a big hit, but put it long out of bounds over our blockers, and it is 22-7. Trinity back to serve again. It'd be nice to get a good run here and get momentum for the next set. Just clears the net. They play it from the back row. Man, big hit for Victoria Mesher again. Just crushed it. And down on our side, it's 23-7.
She didn't even, like, have that good of a jump at it. She just kind of, like, swung her
over. Yep. Deanna Rodifer back to serve for the Lady Redskins. Kennedy, Heitkamp, Cameron. They block it back to our side. We're going to bump it across. They're going to set it up again for the middle. We play it and tip it over their blockers. They're going to try it again. They get it off of their blocker. They got it to one of their big hitters, but she wasn't quite ready and put her hand up, and it went sideways on her. So it's 23-8.
Well, we're back to 8.
Back to 8. Same as last set.
Yep.
But we're going to get 3 or 4 more here with Kayla Heitkamp serving. That there's knuckleball, man. That came right at that young lady, and she was ready, and it dove and landed about a foot in front of her. So 23-9. And Heitkamp, let's see if she can do that again. That knuckleball is a killer. They're able to play this one, setting it up for the left side. The dig hits it back to their side, and it ends up to their big hitter again, and she hits it off of one of our players, and it goes out of bounds. So that was, I believe, Victoria Mesher again, and that's her 8th kill, and she's going back to serve set point. And Goodwin, we are played by Cameron, and she hits it straight sideways, goes into our bench, and while we're over there, they're just going to stay there because it's 25-9. So it is end of set 2. They've won both sets, 25-8 in the first one, 25-9 in this one, but we After they got to 23, I think we scored 6 points. So we outscored them 6-2 there at the end, but it was too late. But at least we got some momentum going. So we'll be back after this set of messages from the people that bring you all, help us bring you all of this back in just a little bit.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Be sure to stop in to Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their grab and go.
Sorry, we got a cut in here. The teams came back about more than a minute earlier than they needed to. So
they usually do.
Yes, they do. We're getting ready for set number three. Indians went down to defeat 25-8 in the first set. Played well.
Yep.
Second set, we still played well, and we were down 23-0. We were down quite a bit.
Yeah.
We ended up at 25-9 because we outscored them in the last. Probably in the last 7 or 8 or 9 points, we outscored them. So we do have a little momentum going into this third set, but we have to win 3 straight to win the match. And that's going to be a tall order.
I'll be fine. I'll be very happy if we win one set.
Yes. And we just need to. This is one where we're playing the best team in the state, and we just have to play well. And one of the short serves, and it's played by them. They get it back to us, over to them, and they hit it long and out of bounds.
We got the lead.
Indians lead. Let's turn the lights out and go home.
Yep.
Indians lead 1-0. Kayla Heitkamp going back to serve. That one's another one of those short ones. And they set it up for their big hitter off of Kennedy and over here to us. And get the ball back into him.
Good job, man.
Good job. It should be like baseball. You get to keep the ball if it goes into the stands.
I don't think they got enough balls for that.
Well, they all have a whole basket full of them. So it's 1-1. And that one was going to go out of bounds, but Cameron couldn't really let it go.
Yeah,
and it went off her hands and backwards. So
you can't let that go.
No. From here, after the play, you can say, "Yeah, I should let that go," but that's not how it goes when you're standing out there. So we play that out of the back row, set it up for Cameron. They're able to get it going, setting it up for the middle again. We're going to play it, going to bump it across, and that bump just kind of.
I don't know if it hit the floor. They just kind of gave up.
Yeah. So that's a point for the Indians. We're tied at 2. And Cameron Mullenkamp will go back to serve. That is played in the back row. They're going to bump it to the front. Indians play it. Cameron, Trinity Ramble bumps it across, setting it for the middle. We're going to play that. Cameron gets it across. And another big hit, and we tipped that one. Went long out of bounds, but it was obviously tipped by the Indians. So it'll be Victoria Mesher going back to serve. Lady Redskins lead 3-2. This is where the game got away from. This last game got away from us. They got about 5 or 6 points real quick here. So we need to stay with it. Ramble plays it from the back row. Heitkamp sets it up for Carly. Carly's able to put it down on the Lady Redskin side. Here we go. Let's go, girls. That momentum we got at the end of that last set is continuing on for the Lady Indians.
Just stick with it, you know.
Yep, tied.
We make a mistake, they make a mistake. That's
yep.
all it has to be.
Yep. We're tied at three, and it'll be Kenna Dews going back to serve. That's played back from the back row. A big hit. We're able to keep it going, and a great dig by Dews. They dig it out of the back row, setting it for the left side, and it's out of bounds but tipped by the Indians. Yep. So it is Lormie 5, Indians 3. And it'll be Jenna Barhorst going back to serve for the Lady Redskins. Kennedy plays it. Heitkamp to Bryn Wellman. They play it at the net. Dews with another great dig, and it goes across to them. They're able to bump it over our blockers and down right in the middle of everybody else, but not much chance there. It wasn't where anybody was standing around. That was just great placement. It's 5-3 Lady
Redskins. Good play by Kenna, though, on that one dig.
Yeah, man, it was awesome.
Yep.
She's had two great digs this set. Kennedy, Heitkamp, Homan, they're going to play it. They're going to have to bump it from the back row. Dews gets it up to the front. Heitkamp sets it up for Kennedy, and she's
really
able to
good.
Tip it over their blockers. One of their girls did make a dive for it, but got it up just enough to hit the net and bounce down on the floor.
It looked like Bryn was going to hit it, and then Kennedy came out like from behind her, and their blockers were falling.
Yep.
It's a good play.
Yep. Indians down 5-4, and Homan serves it into the net. Oh, we did not need that.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Serve again. Cameron out of the back row. Heitkamp, Kennedy, and it goes
out
wide.
I thought it might have had a chance to stay.
Yep. She hit it across the court, but it did go too wide. 7-4 now. And Bryn DeWee serves. And it'll be Bryn tipping it over their blockers. They're going to set it up for the right side. And off of our blockers, and Cameron made a dive at it to try to get it. She did get her hand on it, but no chance to get it up in the air where somebody could do it. So 8-4, and this is where they kind of walked away from us in the first set. And we need to make that stop here. It goes to Cameron, and she's not able to play it well. And it's 9-4, and the Indians are going to take a timeout. Let's take a timeout with them, Brody, and we'll be back in just a couple of seconds here after this timeout.
Wondered how the Farmall got its name? Here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting hay, feeding, hauling, loading, pulling, raking, cleaning barn, mixing feed, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, furrowing, cultivating, hitching, digging, emergency tow, harrowing, hoisting, leading parades, excavating, grading. Well, let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. So no matter what you're doing, Can Do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at Hull Brothers in Port Recovery.
We're back from Fort Lyman.
Yep. So Indians trailing 9-4. I think we were a point or two behind. They've scored two or three, four in a row here. We need to stop this so we can stay in this and see if we can't just pull out a victory in one of these sets and go on and play set number four. But for the Lady Redskins, it will be Avery Brandewee back to serve. Leading 9-4, and hits the top of the net. We're able to play it and set it up for Kennedy. That's a big hit, but they're able to play it. Left side, they tip it over our blockers, and it's out of bounds, and nobody's saying tip, and I didn't think it was.
No, I don't think it was.
But we have to kind of look through the net a little bit, and it's a little tough. So it's 9-5, so it's kind of where we want to be, and Kennedy Mullenkamp goes back to serve. And that is played from the back row. They'll set it for the right. Big hitter off of our blockers, but comes back on the Redskins side and out of bounds. So it's 10-5, and they get the serve back, and it is Katie Luthman, senior, back to serve for the Lady Redskins. And it'll be Kennedy playing from the back row. Cameron puts it across. and goes up to the net. They play it off the net. Good play.
Really good dig.
Cameron Heitkamp, then we get it across into their blockers, and that comes over almost to us. So point for the Indians, and it is 10-6.
This is where you want to be?
Yep. Yep. I don't want to keep trading points with them. We need to gain on them, but I'm okay with this. Trinity Rammel back to serve, and that's played from the back row. They're going to have to bump it across from the 10-point line. Gets it up to the front, and they're going to say that one of us was in the net.
I think Cameron ran to dig the ball. Yep. She might have stepped under a little bit.
Yep. So it'll be back to the Lady Redskins. Jenna Hoing serving here. Cameron Heitkamp back to Cameron off their blockers. We're going to play it from the back row. Kennedy, they get it out of the back row, and instead of setting, she pushed it right across, and that's one of our tricks.
Well, she didn't even, like, set that. She just put it down like a spike.
Yeah, she was looking like she was going to, her turn to set.
Yep.
And she didn't, and that was a good one. So it's 12-6, and the Indians play it. They goes to our hitters and into their blockers, back to their side, and they're going to bump it across. Homan from the back row, Heitkamp setting it up for, couldn't see who it was. I think there was Cameron. They play it. They're going to do a big hit, and it goes 5 feet out of bounds or more. So it's 12-7, and it will be Kayla Heitkamp going back to serve for the Lady Indians.
Just rattle off a couple.
Yep.
I think the kills are for the whole game, not just a set.
Yeah, probably. I think that's true. So it is setting up here. And it went back and forth. That's what I'm going to say. I got so far behind there. And it does go down on our side. We had a nice hit, but they blocked it, and it went out of bounds off of us. So it's 13-7. We don't want to let them get too far ahead of us here. We need to stay it with them. So Cameron comes off of her hands and goes off to the right. That's a couple of times that's happened to her. I don't know if it's something in the spin of that ball or how that's going, but it's 14-7. Indians down by 7 now. And Rodifer will serve again. Cameron gets that one up to the front. Heitkamp to Carly. Blocked. And comes back to us. She tries to, she's hitting it the best she can. Goes straight up and went across the net and out of bounds. She was trying to at least put it in play and kept it going, but it didn't do well. So it's 15-7. Let's just kind of talk about some of the things coming up. Next week, it'll be volleyball at Delphus St. John's, and we will simulcast Rob Weaver, WPGW, for that. Video will be available on Huddle, I believe. Thursday, the volleyball team will host St. Henry, and that'll be a simulcast of WPGW, and their audio will be on the NFHS video. That is volleyball senior night. Then Friday, it'll be football hosting Parkway. The Parkway Panthers will broadcast that game, and the pregame show will start at 6:40 with our audio on the NFHS video, and that is homecoming night. So that's homecoming ceremony night. The actual homecoming is on Saturday. So we'll go over a little bit of that a little later. So we're back here to action, and it'll be Deanna Rodifer to serve, and she bumps it across. Able to keep it playing. That is getting back and forth here. We're going to set it for Cameron, and she puts it down in the campfire right in the middle of everybody. And 15-8, Indians hanging in there, but we can't keep trading points to win a set. We have to outscore them, 17-9.
That's not what you want to do.
No, we served it. It was a little bit to the far side, just went out of bounds on the side. And that's going to bring Victoria Mesher back to the serving line. 16-8, the Lady Redskins leading here in set number three. They won the first two by scored 8 and 9. So big hit by the Indians. They block it, and it comes. They're playing it from their side. We're going to set it up for Carly Niekamp, and blocked by number 17, Julian Geyer, and down on our Indians' side, 17-8. And Mesher will go back to serve again. That is to Trinity Rammel. She was going to play it one way, and it was the wrong way. It went down her arm. And
yeah, it just got eaten up.
Yeah. 18-8, and Mesher will serve again. Yep, it did eat her up. That's about the best description. That's a short one. Trinity plays this one and set it up for Homan, who hits it way long.
Yep.
I don't think they had a chance to tip it if they wanted to. 19-8, and Mesher will serve again. We need to get things going here, girls. Serve is a good one. Rammel, Cameron, Kennedy, and she did get her hand down, and it saves it, but they put it. It looked like it was going to go 5 feet out of bounds and went about 2 inches out of bounds.
I don't know how she got that ball up.
No.
And then once she did it, she could see her face. She said,
if she tried to do it with her fist, it wouldn't have worked. She had her fingers out, and it hit the top of her hand and went up. So it's 19-9, Indians serve. Get it back to us. We tip it across right away. Deuce plays it from the back row, and it goes up and backwards. And it is 20-9. And it's going to be Jenna Barhorst back to serve for the Lady Redskins. 20-9. Indians needing to get things going here. That is a great serve. We play it. Homan with a big hit and stays inbounds right by the back line. And it's 20-10.
That was a good hit.
Yep. Yes, that was a nice hit. That was a good one. So it'll be Homan back to serve. And it goes into the net. Not what we wanted to do. Just when we had things going our way.
Do two good things in a row.
Yep. That's kind of how the game's gone.
It is.
Well, we have done a lot of good things in a row, and then we get a great hit, and they dig it, and just the ball hits a net and comes down. That one goes to Kennedy Mullenkamp, and she misplayed that. I think it kind of dove a little bit on her. She thought she was going to play it up at her face. Came down to her chest, and ball goes to the floor. 22-10. Another great serve. We're able to play it. We're going to have to roll shot it out of the back row, and they're going to set it up for their hitter on the right side and into our blockers and down on their side just about an inch inbounds, just past the reach of the hitter. That was Jenna Hoing, who had tried to put it down on our side, and it came down just beside her. So Kennedy Mullenkamp with the serve from the back row. That is a big hit. Deuce plays it. It would have gone out of bounds, but you cannot let those go, even though from here, after the fact, we can say you should let it go.
Yep.
So it's 23-11, and it will be Katie Luthman serving. We play it from the back row and setting it up for Cameron, and she puts it out. Oh, she set out of bounds. I thought it was inbounds. I thought it hit right in that black spot between the...
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. But
we're down a lot.
This
I get
is
it.
Match point. Kennedy from the back row. Heitkamp setting it up for Bryn. It's played from the back row. Nice dig. And they're going to set it up. They had three of them stand there looking at it, and one of them finally bumped it across. They get it to us. We get it across. And, I think that one was out of bounds, and they called that one in.
It was close.
Yeah, it was. It was far right or far corner from us.
Yep.
So as far as away as we could possibly get. So, and the official was closer. The outcome of the game wasn't going to be wasn't going to change, but it would have been a little bit of help to the Indians to play a few more points. So, final on this one is 25-11, and let's take a little break. We'll come back and wrap things up here from I don't think they have a name for this, but Fort Laramie High School. Back in just a couple minutes.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reisner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still make you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reisner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Couch Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Couch Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at couchpharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie High School, where our Indians fall to the number one team in the state, 25-8 in the first set, 25-9 with a nice little comeback in the second set because we were down bad.
Yep.
So came back to, I think we scored, outscored them probably 5-3 in the last 8 points, something like that. And then the final set, we hung with them for a while, and they started outscoring us 3-1 there around the 10-11 point mark, ended up 25-11, so we did do better each time, but you know, we played the best team in the state. Our score doesn't indicate how well we played.
But no, we played really.
Our girls played well. We had a couple of times when we just didn't receive their serve very well, and that hurt us. But for the most part, the rest of the time we played well. We hit the ball well. We had some nice digs. A lot of things went right, but when we would have these really good hits, they were digging them.
Yeah, they were. They were digging them, and then they get their bump set spike every time.
Yep, and as you mentioned, I think in the second set, you know, they're just playing good, and they were, nothing was hitting the floor for them.
Nope.
And we played well. They played like the number one team in the state. And I don't think we have a lot of negatives about this, except we do need to do a little better on some of those serve receives. But most of the rest of it, I thought, went pretty well. You know, I was not coming over here expecting to win the match.
I wasn't.
I was kind of hoping we could win a set. But once I saw them digging everything, you know, we had some big monster hits that that only a few of them actually hit the floor. We had some great hits that they were digging, and that girl, I think it was 22nd or 23rd point where she dove down and hit the back of her hand and came up. If she'd had her fist out there, it would have hit the floor before it hit her fist, but she got her hand down flat out there, hit the back of her hand and came up where somebody could play it. And you know, it's just things like that that I'm guessing that they've practiced that. I don't think that just happened by accident, but even if it did, that's okay. You know, things like that happen for the best team. So I thought we played pretty well.
I thought we competed well, you know, obviously against this team, but you know, we still showed fight. And you know, I think the girls, you know, they're not just going to lay down and quit.
No, they haven't done that. And they know, like we had talked about, we're going south and we're playing teams that we haven't played before. But they also have not played us, and they're going to look at our record, and they're going to overlook us. I think that might happen quite a bit. So I think we have a chance in the way we play. We can go a long way in the tournament if we have a couple of things go right. While I'm just looking down here, I wanted to go through this earlier, but the MAC football games last night. I'll kind of go over those scores. Some of them were kind of unusual. Coldwater 52-7 over Delphus St. John's. I'd have thought Delphus would do a little better, and maybe Coldwater wouldn't do, but that was going to be a 20-point victory, at least for Coldwater. Marion Local 62-0 over Fort Recovery last night. You know, we had one first down, and that was in our first series, and then we fumbled the ball and fumbled a snap, and then we were done. We didn't do anything after that. That was a little disappointing. Anna was at Versailles, and Anna went in there and won at Versailles 13-7. I would not have thought that, and I would have guessed Versailles would score at least four touchdowns. And Anna, whatever they were going to get, and maybe they would have won, might have scored five, but to keep Versailles to 7 points, and I believe they got shut out against Marion last week. Of course, that's Marion Local, but so a lot of teams are going to get shut out by Marion Local. But so I thought Versailles would score some on them and do better against Marion. Then they come back and lose to Anna. That is not what I expected. Then Minster beat New Bremen 48-14. I thought New Bremen would do better than that. I kind of figured Minster would win that, but I thought it was going to be pretty close. And then St. Henry 48, Parkway 13. That's about what I expected there. But the Anna beating Versailles was kind of a surprise, and Minster really beating New Bremen by, 34 points. That was not what I expected. So that's five touchdowns that I just was not expecting that to happen. So Minster winning wasn't a surprise, but the score was. So next week we have Tuesday volleyball at Delphus. That'll be on Huddle, and we'll simulcast WPGW. Thursday, volleyball is hosting St. Henry. Again, we'll simulcast WPGW, and their audio will be on the NFHS video. That is volleyball senior night. Then on Friday, football. It's always football on Friday. They'll be hosting Parkway. Our pregame show will start at 6:40, and our audio will be on the NFHS video. And the homecoming ceremony, I believe, will be at halftime of the football game. Instead of pregame, that's how it usually was. But last night we saw Marion Locals be at halftime, and ours will be at halftime this coming Saturday. For the Queen candidates, it's Emma Will, Kayla Heitkamp, Anna Reisner, and Bailey Mullenkamp. King candidates are Gavin Evers, Mason Diller, Caden Grizzy, and Gabe Kanapke. The junior attendants are Yenith Esperaza and Ray Gruby. Sophomore attendance, Kiera Stump and my buddy Brody Bargy.
Yep.
So you're going to get all gussied up, aren't you?
Yeah, I have to.
Yeah, that's awesome. And freshman attendance are Jasmine Welling and Braylon Dilworth. So that's going to be next Friday. So anything else you want to add, Brody?
I think that's
today?
It. No.
So, yep, I think, like we said, we thought the Indians played pretty well. Oh, one more thing. WOSN was here tonight, or today. This morning, it's afternoon now, but and that game will be broadcast tomorrow night at 7 p.m. on WOSN, this match today, and it'll be several other times during the week, but tomorrow night at 7 p.m. is when that'll be aired, so you can tune in on there and watch it and see just how good they were and how well we played against them, the best team in the state. So thanks. Appreciate you helping, Brody. And we want to thank all of our sponsors. And we'll be back next week with volleyball.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast, and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio, and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.